Hi, this is a dictation from Mabel Williams, M-A-B-E-L-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 12-21-1933. Date of service is 11-7-2022. Miss Mabel Williams is here following up with her pains that she's suffering from left shoulder as well as into both hands and now into both knees. She is undergoing physical therapy with Dr. Rashid and very satisfied she is, although she, according to her, he caused her a lot of pain in her left knee. Somehow she has no history of any fall or any accident except in the way past, and having these pains in the right knee, left knee, shoulder and lower back for a while. And no recent injury has been reported. We could not get any handle on any MRI from her, and so a new MRI was ordered on the last visit, MRI of the left shoulder and both knees. She has a severe pain in the both knees around 9 and 7. Both hands is also 7-7 and left shoulder is 7. She has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees in abduction or even flexion. Overall, the pain level is from 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that the ADLs that are affected are as follows. The mood is 10, general activity 9, walking ability 8, work and relationship with other people is around 6. And the patient reports 100% pain relief with the physical therapy and pain medications. The patient system review is all negative in the neurology and psych. No headaches or dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problem, or confusion, disorientation. She further denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and pain in both hands as well as and both knees. The patient has difficulty walking, and she has to go up and down on the stairs, and her knees are quite swollen, and she received a brace for the both knees and a cane to walk with. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, which has remained the same. And there are no new medical history, surgical history, or any hospitalization or weight loss, other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication is Norco and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, none. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 131/92 and pulse is 60. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is new patient visit, 10/26/2022, dictation number 1027-010. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination only, along with diagnosis, which are same. Plan of care is to provide lidocaine patch 5% and Voltaren gel 3%, and provide her pain medication Norco 5/325 once a day, 15 tablets. Her meds were reviewed and labs were reviewed, and she is in compliance. An MRI for the left shoulder and bilateral knees is ordered. Once it is all done, then we'll meet her in 15 days. Meanwhile, she continues physical therapy. She was told about the water aerobics and home treatment, yogas, and medication like calcium, magnesium, vitamin D. She was discussed about liquid collagen and exercise role. She understands all of them and she will be trying to do all of these. Thank you.